Very well, now, Shishi Thursday, 17th of April. With Alban Pitts of Kamionka, followed by. Let's start off with the story. Could be in two stories. Geschmack a bissl for Yontif. I don't know if you've heard, there was a Chushev Yid in Klal Yisrael, was called Reb Shimshon Pinkus. He was well known, almost famous in Eretz Yisrael. If ever you wanted to understand the Yontif, you wanted to understand Shabbos and the Yontif, you used to go to hear Reb Shimshon Pinkus. Wherever he used to speak in Eretz Yisrael, he used to go all over. It was always packed with people. And this Reb Shimshon Pinkus once told his children, how did he get this koyach of understanding a yontif, understanding a Shabbos? When did it start? Since he was a little boy? Who taught him? What swore him? What was the idea? How did he get this geschmacke, rayoines to understand a Shabbos, a yontif? From where did he get it? He told his children, I'll tell you the story. One day he sat with them and told them, I'll tell you the story. I learned in Brisk. You all know Brisk, famous yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. And you don't sleep in the yeshiva, you sleep in the flats. Yeah, or in Buchim together, like in a Mir, many Buchim sleep together. And I slept in a flat. And it came Lail Bedikas Chometz. And all the Buchim went home. No one wasn't left in the bedroom, in the flat. And I was the only one there. Could be there was too many people in his house. I don't understand why, but it doesn't make a difference. He was there. And he came Lail Bedikas Chometz. And he decided, there's no one here. There's a chiyuv. Everyone's got a house, a flat, wherever he lives during the year. He's going to make Bedikas Chometz. Excellent. He started off. Start up, first you clean up the house, everything gets cleaned. And after you finish cleaning it, then you start with the light, with the candle, and you make Bedikas Chometz. And he made, it was all tied ready, it's late a bit, and he came, and he finished making Bedikas Chometz. And then suddenly, he got a shock. You know, all in Eretz Yisrael, everything is like flats, apartments, not like in London, everyone's got a house. Now, you understand that Buchim, Yeshiva Buchim, they get the fourth floor to clean, to live, yeah? Because that's the cheap flats without the lift, you know how it goes. Now, there's steps to go to the roof. Now, a roof is a aliyah. And in Shulchan Aruch it says, someone's got to be Boidik Chometz. Now, the seer is 16 neighbors here in the flat. In the flats here in this house. Let's go upstairs and see if everyone is checked chumetz, everyone is on his b-boy the chumetz, because you got a chiv, everyone's got to be checked the chumetz. And he started thinking to himself, it's late, I'm tired. Should I go upstairs? I'm the only one here. There's 16 flats. Somebody else could do it. Who said I've got to do it? He was very, very tired. And you know, everyone before Bedikas Chometz night, everyone is scared what's going to be tomorrow night, light aside, or what's going to be. No, and he decided, I couldn't care less. There's a chiyuv. It says in Shulchan Aruch, you got to go upstairs. No chochmas. He walked upstairs. He opens up the door to go up there. It looks like 20 years no one hasn't cleaned here. Full of dust. Bags. Now he knows that the Buchim from Yeshiva, from his room, from his, used to go upstairs there. Used to smoke there, ich weiß was, to have a good time, schmooze, you know how it goes. So he, but it's full of dust, filthy, full of rubbish. Think yourself, it's 12 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock at night, you finished making Bedikas Chometz in your house, you've walked upstairs and that roof there, no. What's, I'm going to be tired. How is it going to be tomorrow, my day? How is my light aside going to be? I'm not the only one who's mechiyev here. There's another halacha, you've got to clean it up before you make b'dikas chometz. You can't make with a candle b'dikas chometz and leave all the rubbish there. He said he couldn't care less. I took together all my koiches and I decided there's no chochmes. You've got to listen what God in Shulchan Aruch. And that's what's written in Shulchan Aruch, and that's what you got to do. Went down to the flat, took black bags, 2 buckets of water, went upstairs, and started cleaning up the place. In the last part of night, before it started getting light, most of the night was over, he finished cleaning the place. Now Bedikas Chometz. He finished Bedikas Chometz, it was time to go Netz Minyan. Now he was very scared. If I'm going to sleep now, who knows when I'm going to get up? And Erev Pesach is not the right time to go to sleep. But what can I do now? He took all his chayes, first I'm going to daven. He went to the first Netz Minyan, started davening, finished Shachris. Should I go to sleep now? What's going to be with my Laila Seder? No, can't go to sleep. Prepare himself, you finish eating by 10 o'clock, 11:30, get the chumitz burnt. After that, you've got to go to bake matzahs. You know, many Yidden bake matzahs, Erev Pesach, especially Indian, to bake matzahs. And afterwards, you've got to go to mikveh, you've got to get everything prepared. He didn't have time to sleep. Running one after another, he didn't have time to help his mother a bit, to clean up, to cook. He didn't have time at all. He went to Shil, down at Marev. And you know, after a night not sleeping, how is going to be my Laila Seder tonight? Am I going to fall asleep straight away? Or am I going to get up? And he says, suddenly the Laila Seder started. I felt something is going good. It's vet lechtik. It's becoming a light in my eyes. Beautiful. Mamish. Feeling. The matzah. The muhoi. The gouda. It's beautiful. There's a luch in Shulchan Aruch. Carry on till the morning. He wasn't tired anymore. He had all his koiches. Frish. He didn't have chashi to go to sleep even after the gouda. So he carried on learning and speaking about Yitzis Mitzrayim. Oh, the Baruch Hashem is paying him back a present. He made a mitzvah with Mesiras Nefesh. He had no koyach. He had a big nesoyin. If he should do the mitzvah, he shouldn't do the mitzvah. It was a hard thing for him. The Baruch Hashem is giving him a present. The next day, wow, the davening went fast, shachas, with kavune, as if it's davtazan, chaya, word by word, everything was bishmak. He thought, oh, the Baruch Hashem is giving him for one day. Present. It carried on. Another day. Mamish. He said, chayshik to learn. Much more chayshik than normal. Davening went better. Came already near too. And that saw the last day. Shvi Shapaisach was the last day. He was so scared. It's going to go away. No, the Ivish to help was Shabbos after Shvi Shapaisach. So Shabbos gave him a koyach. And that Shabbos he felt new ideas. Why the Rebbe Yishlom made Shabbos and new Werte and Gedanken? Tire kinderlich, he said, my tired children. One mitzvah, Messias Nefesh. That got me the push-up. I don't know where I've got those koiches to speak about the Shabbos, about the Yontif. It's all coming because of the Messias Nefesh what I had for one mitzvah. Let's carry on to the next story. I'll come back soon, don't worry. I don't know if you know, there's something called the Rebbe Einikel. You know the Rebbe Einikel is the son of a big Rebbe. And this Rebbe Einikel was in the war, Second World War, together with a good friend of his, a normal man. And they were together in Second World War. And a few months before Pesach, this Rebbe Einikel said to his friend, we need matzahs. Having a hard time here, in the ghetto, in the hard time, he's working here very hard, but we need matzahs. In 3 months' time, is coming Pesach. We need to have matzahs. Huh? We need matzahs. Okay? From tomorrow on, we're going to start looking for flour. Looking for chitim, how we can make flour, we can make matzahs. And the Irish to help them after Purim time, that one of the warehouses from the Germans, the Americans came in, and they, one of the big warehouses smashed it down, and they went, those two went in the morning, and they found there was sacks of wheat. So they started putting in the pickpockets, and every day in Tom by night, to hide it up there in a place. And we've got to find a time before Pesach to make the matzahs. So things are going good. The last day, a few days before Pesach, this Rebbe Sha'anikel told his friend, can you do the job? So he says, no, because we'll do the flour together. Take two big stones, and we'll... So middle of the night, they got up and took two big stones, and they took the wheat, and it started becoming flour. Oh, they were happy. They got flour for matzahs. Day later, going to bake the matzahs. They got fire from somewhere, got things, everything prepared. They made the dough, and they got it all prepared. They had matzahs. They had 2-3 matzahs prepared. And this friend, not the Rebbe Sha'anikel, he put the matzahs here, and he came back to his room where he's meant to sleep, where, to his flat, where they slept. I don't know how they slept there in the war. And everything went through smoothly. Just before he came to the binyan, this German Nazi, Yimach Shimon, started saying to him, hello, what have you got there? And suddenly it gave a drop down. The matzahs from shock. And this German came, slashed him. Clapped fist, gave him, blood was running. He said, stay there! And he walked away. He got his kolchas back and started picking up those few pieces what he found on the floor. He picked them up, what was left over, how much he can keep up, and quickly ran to the bedroom. And there is Rabbi Sha'anikel sitting there, and they're putting together all those pieces what he's got left, and there's just about one kezai is left. Who's going to eat this one kezai? You know, half a kezai is nothing. Half a kezai is not eating matzah. Who's going to get the kezai? So this Rabbi Sha'anikel told him, do you know, I know the whole Aguda of Bahat. I know the whole Davening from Yontif of Bahat. If you give me to eat the matzah, if you let me eat the kezai's matzah, I'll teach you, I'll sit with you together, and we'll do the whole aguda, and lie aside, and I'll help you, and I'll give you all the words, and not of part, and we'll sing together all the neginim, chad gadio, and echad elakaini, I'll teach you all of it. I remember it of part. But he said to him, I can't do it. And you know how hard I worked for this? You know, I'm all whacked. And then this Rabbi Sha'anikel told him, do you know what? I'm asking to promise you the schar from the mitzvah you'll get. I'll eat it, and you'll get the schar from the mitzvah. Upstairs in Olam Haba, you'll get the schar. Don't worry, you'll have the schar from the mitzvah. So this Yid couldn't keep himself back. He said, you know what, I'm mevat. Laila Sayyid, they were sitting together, everyone slept. And those two were sitting together. And they started off from the beginning. Mura they don't need, because they've got enough. And they don't need mura, because they've got enough. Matzah, they've got a kezais there, he's going to eat the kezais. Balet Koises, there's no wine. And they made the whole Sayyid night from the beginning to the end. Hulach ma'anyu, manishtanu, everything. And they were singing all the songs. Everything went on perfect. And this Rabbi Sha'anikel, he ate the kezayis. He said, don't worry, as I promised you, you'll get the schar of Yenevel. Nothing more to be worried about. A day later, they both go to work. And this Rabbi Sha'anikel was all over happy. In this place, place, I've eaten a kezayis matzah. He's walking on the road and he said, "Buichat Hashem elakayim melech olam, ashekitshunim b'mitzvoyza v'tzivuni likroes ahalel." And he was so happy and he wanted to start halel leibidik. And he didn't recognize that behind him there was this German standing, and for shouting so loud this halel, he killed him. And this other yid, he stayed alive. After the war, he moved over to Eretz Yisrael. He was in Eretz Yisrael, he lived in Eretz Yisrael, all over, nice and happy. He had kinderlich, einiglich, and he was every year making a lot of cider, everything happy. Baruch Hashem, he's picked up a whole family. About 10 or 15 years ago, middle of the night, he dreams. And this Rebbe Einikl is coming to him in dream. And he's telling him, "Do me a favor. You've stayed alive. Give me back this mitzvah matzah. I know I've promised you. I know I've promised you I'm going to give it to you. And I know it, you meant to get it. But do me a favor. Give me the mitzvah matzah. Please, give me the mitzvah matzah." And he got up in the morning and he said, "My dreams are shtissen. It's only a dream. It's nothing. I shouldn't care less about it." No, the night later, again, this Rebbe Einikl is coming in his dream. He's telling him, "Do me a favor. Give me the mitzvah, please." It was too much early for him. I don't know if you've heard, he used to live in Leibrak, Rav Unka. He was the roof of Chikras and Seufel. He used to live in Leibach. He was his Rebbe. So in the morning after davening, he went over to him and he said to him, "Tell me, am I mechiv to give over the mitzvah? Do you know how hard I killed myself away for this mitzvah? Am I mechiv to give away the mitzvah?" So Rav Unger told him, "This is a Rebbe Sheshayna. This is a Rabbuni Sheshayna. This is a Rebbe Sheshayna. Let's go to the Machnovke." He used to be a tzaddik, the Machnovke. From Russia he came. He was a member, I remember him. He was a mysterious nefeshit. Mamish, murdika tzadik. Machnovke, not Rimlitze, nicht Rimlitze, Machnovke. Machnovke used to live in Leibrak, murdika tzadik. He went over to the Machnovke. The Machnovke said to him, "I don't understand the Shaale Bechla. You brought up a family, you've been since then Mekayim Mitzvah's matzah for so many years. What do you mind? Give him away the mitzvah. What do you mind? He's not taking away the chayrik ha-mesiris nefesh, what you had, b'shas you made the mitzvah. He only wants the kishah for eating a kezayis matzah. That's all he's asking from you. Take my keys, go to the shul, go inside the besmadrash, open up the HaKodesh, and say, 'Ani ployni ben ployni is giving away the mitzvah's matzah to this and this man. Close the Ohel HaKodesh, bring back the keys.'" As the Rebbe said, he didn't. B'shas Ma'as, he said to the Rebbe, but he said, "I'm listening. What you say, I'm listening." He took the keys, went to the HaKodesh, opened up the Ohel HaKodesh, and said, "I'm giving away the mitzvah for this and this seed." The night later, he sent the keys back. The night later, the seed came to Chulam. He said, "Mamesh, I've got to be makat toiva you. You did me such a big toiva. You gave me away the mitzvah." Let's first take out these two stories that I've spoken to you till now. Who believed two nights ago? Two nights ago and the night before, we all of us at the Kezayis Matzah. How much schar is it going to be? A person is already in Shemayim 40 years, 50 years since the war, and he's asking him to give away this mitzvah's matzah, what you've had. He's asking him to give away this mitzvah. How much schar is there for one mitzvah to do? We've eaten matzah, mure, dalet koises. How many mitzvahs we've done? I see the time is short. I just want to finish off with one gedank, what I want you to think about. In our Chaim HaKudish it says that if a person wants to know his matzev by the Eibishter, see how much you've got chayshik to do mitzvahs. See how much chayshik. Kemayim punem al punem. Kain ish al ra'ay. Like you have two friends. How do you know if your friend likes him? Because how much you like him, that's how much he likes you. Kemayim punem al punem. The same thing is with the Rabbeinu Shlomo. How much a person has got in himself, he's got in himself the chayshik to do mitzvahs and to do ma'as and treivim, is a siman, that's how much the Rabbeinu Shlomo likes you. But I see an idea. Even if you feel that you haven't got the chayshik, they see an idea. I'll tell you a story on it. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld. There was a Yid in Besmadrash who was shouting, he hated Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld. And he used to speak in shul against him. And some Yid went over to Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld and told him, you know, this Yid is speaking against you. He hates you. So Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld said, don't worry. 2 days later, everyone saw the Yid is running after Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, bowing to the floor and telling him, Rebbe, please be moichel me, please be moichel me, please. I'm charuta, all of Avdan. I've got charuta, what I've done for you. Please do me a favor, be moichel me. I want you to be moichel me. So the people afterwards went over to Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld and said to him, you made an essay, a moifes. He says, there's no moifes. If somebody hates you, there's a good idea to do. If you bring in a haven yourself, the Rabbi Shem is makasha people through the heart. If you love the person, you bring in love to that man, even without doing anything, it's going to happen that he's going to want to love you. It's a pain in the gazach how it works. But if you've got somebody hating you, there's a pushed answer to do. Love him. Bring in love into yourself. Think about this man. How can you know he's such a good man? Think malice of the person. And if you think the malice of the person, you start bringing it into yourself. You start thinking ideas. How can I love him? Because he's such a good man. Think how he stands. If I call me the ideas, think how you can see his malice. And after you see his malice, you love him, he for himself will love you as well. Pene di kezach. In Avodas Hashem is also the same thing. The more you're going to do, take koiches. The Rebbe Hashem has done Yitzias Mitzrayim, he's made a Moedekin less for us. He's put in Turatvu, he's taken, decided, there's the whole 70 Emes Oilam. And he's decided to take us. We are ours. We are his. Together, we're going together. Leave the Goyim. I'm together with you, I'm taking you, you are mine. He's putting in love, he's made us such a Nisim. We've got to start showing him love. And the more you start thinking of the Rebbe Hashem, think of ideas. How can I give presents for the Eibishter? I'll daven a good shachas. I'll daven a good marv. I'll put love. That's how I'm going to love the Rebbeinu Shloim. I'm going to try and make the Rebbeinu Shloim should like me. How do you make the Rebbeinu Shloim should like you? The more you put in, you think of ideas. Think about the Rebbeinu Shloim. Think about things that the Rebbeinu Shloim does you toivus. And start thinking, how can I send presents to the Rebbeinu Shloim? A good shachas. And now we're learning a good brikas amuzen, a good davening, whatever you can do, just get a midas. Think of ideas, what you can do for the Rabbeinu Shlom. That's how you're going to get the love to the Rabbeinu Shlom. And the Rabbeinu Shlom is going to like you. That's the way, then you're going to start feeling that Allah, Avodas Hashem is going to be good for you and geschmack for you. If you don't mind, I want to, a yontif, we're already 3 days in the yontif. No one doesn't want to, the yontif to go away without nothing. Let me give you an idea. But I think if you take this idea, it's a key that will help you to stay with the yontif and keep the yontif. I'll give you an idea. It's not hard, and you can keep it and stay with the yontif. Rav Meir Shapira, all everyone knows about Rav Meir Shapira. Rav Meir Shapira came to a school before the war. And he walked in the school. And he was speaking to all the boys. And he said, Teire Kinderlich. Does anyone know what letter is the not here in the whole Birkas HaMazon? I'm not going to ask you, don't worry. So everyone started thinking. So he says, Endify, there's not here in the Birkas HaMazon. In Ananissim, there is Taf Menushim, but Ananissim is not a chalik from the Birkas HaMazon. In the Birkas HaMazon, there's no Endify. And Ramai Shapira started saying loud for the ganze Olam, whoever is going to take on himself, he says, Mishnah Briah brings on, by height he brings down, that whoever is going to bench Birkas HaMazon with Kavune, wie es darf zu sein, he won't have Loi Charoin Af, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam won't be angry on him, Loi Sheitzef, Loi Keitzef, no bad won't happen to him. Noch a Sach, whoever is going to bench Birkas HaMazon, wie es darf zu sein, is going to have Fai, another check from the Rebbeinu Haitef. Pai is Panusa. Whoever is going to bench wie es darf zu sein, is going to have Panusa. It's written in Shechenuach. It's brought down in Shechenuach. Two things. Whoever benches wie es darf zu sein, gains the both ideas. Sai doesn't have no bad. Loi Charoin Af, Loi Sheitzef, Loi Keitzef. And Sai, the zweite Chalik you gain, you have Panusa. So this Yid, he was sitting there between all the boys, B'shas Nedrusha, and he decided to himself, what's so hard for me? I'm going to take on myself this idea. I'm going to bench with Kavun. From then on, whenever he had to bench, he took a siddur, benched inside, worked word, benched the Levi staff tzizan. And the war started. And you all know about those gas chambers where there was left and right. When you went to the right, Siglein zum Leben. And when you left, went to the left, Rachmuna Litzlom. And Rebbe Chalmeni many Yidin died. And this boy started getting older. And he was on the queue, standing. And he never knew what's going to happen. Is this Rushi Yimach Shemoy going to tell him to go to the right? Or is he going to tell him to go to the left? And as he was standing there in the queue, he reminded himself, I've got a check. Ramai Shapira promised that whoever is going to bench inside, word for word, he's got no problem. They've got no bad won't happen to him. Excellent. Now is the time. I'm paying with this check. The check is here. I want to pay now with this check. And as he walks nearer and nearer, in front of him was a few. Go to the left, left, left. The family came over to him. You can go to the right. Oh, so the check worked. Chai. Afterwards, there was a loudspeaker calling out, whoever stayed alive must say what job he can do. You can't stay alive, v'chinim. You must say a job what you can do. You can't stay alive. You've got to say what you can do. So everyone must say what kind of job you can do. You can work, chrysos, you can do carpenter, you can be a tailor. You must say a job what you can do. What job can you do? And he started thinking to himself, this bucha, I don't know no job. What can I do? I've never done nothing. I can't be a tailor. I can't be a carpenter. What am I going to say now? He's getting nearer and nearer again. His queue, he's standing in the queue. He's getting nearer and nearer. What am I going to tell him? If I'm going to tell him I can't do nothing, he's going to kill me. What can I do? And then he decided, oh, there's another check I've got. This is Panusa. Pai is Panusa. Oh, I've got another check. If I bench Zevi Stavtsan, I have Panusa. I come nearer and nearer. And suddenly the man in front of me starts saying, do you know what? You're the cook and I'm your helper. He didn't have time much to think, but he thought 1 second, I've never cooked in my life. My mother used to prepare me eggs even. I never cooked nothing in my life. But he didn't have time to think. And he told him, yes, what's your job? And he said, I'm a cook and he's my helper. He said, I stayed alive the whole war. I was in the kitchen the whole time. Never missing nothing. Then no food was missing me. I had everything what I needed. Kosher of food. Everything was perfect. All was because I used those two checks from Birkas HaMazon. So you see again, a mitzvah, a person takes himself with a mesiras nefesh. Sometimes it's hard, Friday night, after big seder, the whole family, everyone's nearly falling asleep. You have to look for a bencher then, they start benching every word. It's not easy. And you decide, no, I've taken on myself. You have to make the mitzvah, k'mo shetzuach. It's a lovely idea. Take it with it from the Yontif. Take it with from the Yontif. Take yourself. Once I heard Rav Shach Zichron Levucha, once got up, Rosh Hashanah, and said, Rabbi Yisraelim, I took one Kabbalah last year, Rosh Hashanah. Do you know what? Benching inside. Rabbi Yisraelim, I was Makai my Kabbalah. I'm a big Simcha. I was Makai my Kabbalah. The whole year, I always bench inside. Take yourself in Kabbalah. I'm sure everyone had a lovely time, Laila Seder, together sitting with your families. You had a beautiful time. Don't lose it. Carry on. Da habe ich das helfen, danke. Und so ist es, als er ein Gitte Psyres, so als kein Gitten alle in Jude.